All of us are all Shina. Right. What was it to the neighbor? Well, the Tzadok told the Shina. So if somebody is it's good for righteousness and good for good for the neighbor. Amruseda ki tov ki pare me'alia. Amruseda say
that's good for a tzaddik. They're actually bring fruit. They eat the fruits of their actions.
What's it saying? What's the Gemara ending with? The Gemara is ending with a story that it says that a lot is dependent on the people that you surround yourself with. Yeah. So the Gemara says that a person who lives next to a Russia, that it's not such a good thing, that maybe bad things are going to happen towards him. And a person that lives near Sadiqim, that it's a much better thing for them, that things will that even in their lives, things will be good for them. So it's, you know, you have to... If we could make this into a...
The suit is also a sus for Esther Bas
Hana.
So that's the related part of the seal.
All right, so this last part of the morning, I'll pick Sukkah here.
That's the
evolving.
Second
year.
Ready?
Wrong
move.
Move
to the middle.
Yeah, here's
the cook. That's my better sight.
How's your
bandage?
Ready?
You have to
put that. What's the speed? Huh? Don't
get sit down? Are you going to sit
Okay, so this last sugya in Makos is the Baltic Maisa, and is so nageya to our times in sphere right now. So it says it's dealing with, on the previous page, Rabbi Akiva was walking with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua. They're all going. So now it says Shupam Akas, Hoyu only the Rishalayim, Kevin Shahigil Lahar Hatsofim, Kurua Begadehim. So they were again returning to Rishalayim, and when they reached Har Hatsofim, they tore their garments. They did Kriya, which is the halakha. Kevin Shahigil Lahar Habayas, Ro Shoel, Shayotsami Base Kachem Kadashim. And when they reached Har Habayis, they saw a fox, and he was coming out from the Holy of Holies. Hitchilu hein bochim, and they began to cry. Rabbi Akiva mitzachek, and Rabbi Akiva laughed. Amrulo, and they said to him, Rabbi Akiva, mipnei ma ata mitzachek? Why are you crying? Why are you laughing? Amar lehem, and he said to them, mipnei ma atem bochim? Why are you crying? Amru lo. They said to him, Makom shakosu bo v'hazar hakorav yomas. They said to him, this holy place is written that azar, a najur, a nankoin, that if he comes close to it, he's going to die. V'achshav shoalim holchu bo v'lo nichba. And now foxes are going in there, and you don't have to cry. We shouldn't cry. Amar Lahen, he says to them, Lekach ani mitzachek. That is why I am laughing. Tiksi, because it's written, Va'eda li edim ne'amonim. Hashem is saying, I have witnesses that are going to testify. Es Uriah Kohen, v'as Zachariah ben Yavrachehu. These two witnesses are Uriah Kohen and Zachariah. And can it be that this matter of Uriah is next to Zechariah? Uriah b'mikdash rishon. Uriah was in the first base of mikdash. The Zechariah b'mikdash shein. And Zechariah was in the second base of mikdash. Ela tola kosu nebuoso shel Zechariah b'nebuoso shel Uriah. Rather, the Nebuah that was written of Zechariah is dependent on the Nebuah of Uriah. But Zechariah was dependent on Uriah. But Uriah Kasiv, and regarding that which Uriah wrote, Lechem Biglalechem Sion Soda Techoresh. Therefore, because of you, Sion, the fields of Sion are going to be plowed under. That's what was happening now, after they were seen. The Zechariah Kasiv, and regarding Zechariah, it's written, Od Yeshbu Zekenim Vezekonot Berechovas Yerushalayim. That will be that the elders will be sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim and enjoying and playing the children. Od Ad Shalolit Kayemet Nebuaso Shal Uriah Hayiti Mitiera Shalot Titkayem Nebuah Shal Zechariah. That until the Nebuah of Azariah wasn't fulfilled, I was worried, Akiva saying, that the Nebuah of Zechariah would not be fulfilled. But Achshav, now, Shani Kayema Nebuah, Nebuaso Shal Uriah, but now that the Nebuah of Uriah was fulfilled, B'yadua Shenebuaso Shal Zechariah Mikayema. Now it's known, I know, that the prophecy of Zechariah will become fulfilled. The Loshon Hazeh Amru Lo, and this language they said to him, to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. Akiva, you have comforted us, Akiva, you have comforted us. And relating this to the time we're in right now in Sfira, Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 students during this time period. And he didn't give up. He developed, he had such emunah. And the Gemara, and right before this, it talked to, it distilled, you know, the Torah 613 to down to one, which was Amunah. He had such Amunah that he started over with five Talmidim, and he, because of him and those five Talmidim, we have the transmission of our oral Torah to this day. And he had such Amunah when he saw what others were crying about, he looked, he had Amunah and looked at the positive, and may we all have that level, to approach that level of Muna and see the hand of Hashem in all of our lives.
Amen.
Amen. So say the Hadron three times. Hadar Allah Saptas Makos Hadar Allah Hadar Allah Saptas Makos Hadar Allah 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 Hadar Dada Allah from Sephthus Makros, the Dada Allah. And this is Shemidon, Sephthus Makros. This is Shemidon, Rabbi Amadei, Rabbi Amadei. We ask them for that power to know you, the head of the Rehab Zedu. The head of the Sahara, the one who said about the Mazar, the head of the Mazar. Hanina by Papa, Rabbi by Papa, Nathu by Papa, Ali by Papa, Abamari by Papa, Rafa by Papa, Rafish by Papa, Surta by Papa, Ada by Papa, Thari by Papa. I'm going to go to the house.
Kesheh, as the father was dying, Saptas Makas, Kate Azir, and Askel, Saptas, Far Machirim, was silent. Lobot, Lulamin, Lishma, Velasis, Lokai, his father, Talmud, and Sabbath Av, his close call, Tanoi, and Babiran, and the Fatamin, Yamadi, who was married to the Tabash, and Tarabi, and he's an enemy of the Zarazar Adela. His Kai, be by the Salafa, Tad Paisa, the Shafa, Patishma, and Lecha, and he says that he is in Lecha. He be Ribu Yabaka, be civil of Hashmai's Chaim. Irish now be Milana, the Smiler, Asher Machar, and the night Oz Lamite, Shai Vahasari Mashon.
La'atava Holchana Dish Maya Ladre, Bianich Kutcha, the Rihu, the Mapute, Kare, the Asmat Pokare, Kareemishke, Mehon, we may call the Kayed of Obey Israel, Bagalab is Mankari, we know our name.
Thank you very much.
Everybody please watch so we can start the Suda. And as our friend Moshe said, if anyone doesn't know, the Suda is perfected, the day of the Suda is perfected, the day of Yom Tov.
רק אני אגיד גמרא, לא אדבר הרבה זמן, אבל החשיבות של התורה, כמה זה ריגש אותי, הגמרא הזו. אני, מי שלא מבין, הרב יתרגם. איך שאתה רוצה, איך שהם רוצים, תשאל אותם. פה יש גמרא בקידושי, דף למד בית, או זה לב, לב, זה סימן טוב. כתוב עומר רב יצחוק בר שילה, עומר רב מסנה, עומר רב חיסדה, הגיע עד רב חיסדה. אב שמחל על כבודו, כבודו מחול. אבא שמחל על הכבוד שלו, כבודו מחול. אבא יכול למחול. הרב שמחל על כבודו, אין כבודו מחול.
So the Rebbe who's picking who's Michael who forgives his honor, he's not allowed to forgive his honor.
אבל רב יוסף אומר, הוא חולק על רב חיסדא, ואומר אפילו הרב שמחל על כבודו, כבודו מחול.
Rebbe Yosef says even a Rebbe he can forgive his honor.
חולק על רב
חיסדא. He argues with
him. הוא מביא ראיה, שנאמר, והשם הולך לפני ים יוימום. שהקדוש ברוך הוא מוחל על כבודו, הוא הולך לפני עם ישראל, כאילו משרת את עם ישראל.
It says by the Hashem went before Christ.
הוא הולך לפני.
Hashem went in front of them. That means Hashem went in front of them. Hashem forgave his covenant. He went in front of Klai Yisrael. He didn't make Klai Yisrael.
אז רואים שהקדוש ברוך הוא מוחל על כבודו, אז אתה מתחוכם. כל שכן שאם כל על כבודו.
If Hashem could forgive his honor, I'll be sure.
אומר רבא, אחי אשתא, זה לא דומה? או זומא קדוש ברוך הוא על מדילאיו, העולם שלו, בתורה דילאיו, התורה זה שלו. מוכל לי קורא, אדם, בבית שלו הוא מה שיכול למחול יותר. העולם זה שלו, העולם
שלו. Forgive his
honor. Okay, אבל אתה מתחוכם. זה לא תורה שלא אומר רשי. אתה מתחוכם. תוירו דילאיו. תוירו דילאיו. זה התורה שלו. איך הוא יכול למחול? זה כבוד התורה. איך הוא יכול למחול על כבוד התורה שזה של הקדוש ברוך הוא? התורה זה של הקדוש ברוך הוא, איך יכול למחול על דברים אחרים שזה לא שלו? איך יכול למחול? אז זה לא דומה? אומר רובה, אין תוירו דילאיו. נכסיבו בתוירו סוי יגע יום אבל לא אילו. זה התורה שלו. זה לא שלא הקדוש ברוך הוא כאילו.
If it is his Torah, Abba Chacham can forgive the honor of the Torah because it's his own Torah, it's his own thing. He can forgive it because
the Bible says
Torah Soyeh Gaimam, his Torah. Once he runs the Torah, it becomes his.
יש קושייה. כתוב, אשר איש אשר לא הלך בצד ושועים, ובדרך אתם לא עומד, כי מתור עשה השם חפצוי, ובסיירו עשה יגעים אבל לא אלו. זה סטיבה. קודם כל אנחנו אומרים, כי מתור עשה השם חפצוי. אחר כך כתוב בתורתו יגיע יום ולילה. אבל קיב,
in the first paragraph of Tehillim, where it says that it's first the pasuk says it's Hirs Hashem, it's Hashem's Torah. And the pasuk it's Chatzoy, and it says that Torah Soy, that it's his Torah. So it's a contradiction in the pesukim. Is it considered, we consider Hashem's Torah? Or no, it's Hirs Hashem. Or is the Talmud Chacham, once you learn, it becomes your Torah.
אומרת הגמרא מתרצת בעבד זורה, כי מי שמסייגע בו אינס את הירוסוי. אם תורס השם חפצוי, תורס השם זה החפץ שלו, אז אחר כך שהתייגע זה נהיה תוירו שלו.
So the Gemara answers, when a person works hard on the Torah, he makes a chafzai, this is his dealing, this is what he does, then it comes from Torah Hashem, now it becomes his Torah, turns into his Torah. So he becomes
Torah Hashem Heft.
But if Torah Hashem, he wants the Torah, he loves the Torah, then it becomes his Torah. Then at the end of the pasuk, it becomes his.
As Royim, דבר נפלא, איך שהתורה מיישרת את התס של האדם, שאפילו שיכול למחול, שככה היינו המורץ שיכול להיות, שהמורץ לא יכול למחול, ותלמיד חוכם כן יכול למחול, כי זה נעש את הרוסוי. אז רואים כמה טוב הם מ-אי-טויס, אי-טויס, איך אומרים זה...
We see how the Torah changes the person. Originally, if you're an Amaharet, you can't forgive the Torah. You can't forgive the honor. It's not your Torah. But now, Amaharet is not allowed to forgive the Torah. But now, once you learn Torah, it becomes your Torah. It becomes part of you. You become the owner. You're even allowed to forgive. You're allowed to forgive the honor of the Torah.
שכבר התורה שלו, אז הוא בא לבית למחול. איזה קידושים פה בגמרא.
You've become an owner. You own the Torah, you're allowed to give the honor of the Torah. If someone doesn't give you honor, they're not honoring the Torah, you're allowed to give the honor.
כמה רואים שהמתייעקים, כמה זה מיישר את הדת של האדם, זה נעשה כזה עדין נפש, שכבר לא פוגעים בו, לא...
Also, we see how the Torah changes the person. Once a person learns Torah, they toil the Torah, then already they're willing to give their honor. Saying you're allowed to, because if he's Amar, he doesn't want to give his honor, he wants cover. Now, once he learned Torah, now already he changed the Torah, made him into a nice person.
This is באמת רואים שלפעמים אנשים כועסים, חסר להם עוד את השלימו של התורה. לא תמיד חכם.
So, once they get upset, it means they don't really have the Torah by them. Once you have the Torah by you, then you become
humble. לכן, משה רבינו היה ענב מכל האדם.
So משה רבינו is the most humble of everyone.
ענב מכל האדם, כי הוא השיג כאלו השגות בתורה, שזה הביא לכזה הניבוס, שהוא היה עונב מכל האדם. משה רבינו.
משה רבינו worked so hard on the Torah, that he understood the Torah the best, he became the biggest ענב. So the more you learn Torah, the more it makes you into a humble person, the more it makes the person into the...
וזה לא, זה בבית, זה ברחוב, זה בבסמת, לא מקפיד. היינו כאלה צדיקים שהכל ויתרו. וגם בבית, שלום בית, זה הכל טוב לי בתוירה. אם הוא בן תוירה, אז הוא כבר נהיה, הוא לא יכול לחוס על כל דבר בבית. כי התוירה מיישבת ומנקת. ומעדנת את האדם.
So when a person learns Torah, it changes them not only in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis Medrash, at home, in the streets, all over, it straightens out their midos. We see like so many tzaddikim, they just give up everything. They don't care about the kavod at all. They learn Torah so much, it just straightens them out. So we have to learn Torah to an extent that it changes us, that wherever we are, it will humble us, and we'll have much better midos.
יש סיפור יפה, שבעלי לבין אמר שיור, בשכונה שהאיפה אנחנו גרים, היה גר רבי לוין. וגם רבי סזלמן מלצר, היה בן עוזר. רבי סזלמן היה גוין הגוינים. החזניש היה רק 6 פעמים בירושלים. פעם אחת הוא בא לבקר את רבי סזלמן. אז רבי לוין אמר שיעור על שלום בית. שם בשיעור שלו בשכונת כנסת. שם באיזה בסמת ו...
Rav Arya Levine once gave a shir with
Mrs. Zalman.
Mrs. Zalman was also there. Rav Arya Levine was here at the neighbor, he used to give a shir on Shalom Bayis. He was giving a shir, Mrs. Zalman Malzer, the Chazanish, he came to Yerushalayim 6 times, and one of the times he came, he was Mrs. Zalman Malzer.
As Achya Shiur, הוא אומר, הוא יחזקת אותי כל כך חזק בשלום בייס. יודעים שרבי סזלמן היה כזה עדין נפש, שאף פעם עם אשתו כתבה את הספרים שלו, איזה שלום בייס היה שם, זה אי אפשר לשייך. אבל הוא אמר לרבי הילדים, חזקת אותי. עניבוס.
רבי סזלמן מלצר, he was such a tzaddik, that his wife used to write his ספרים for him. and he never got upset at him. He was so soft. He was such a soft person. This is Alan Matzah. And one time he heard, he was listening to the shiur. He came to Mincha and he heard of Ari Levine giving a shiur. And he told him, Ari Levine, you gave me chizik.
I'm Ari Levine, he's acted over to you. צריך חיזוק של רבי לוין הגן הגאוני אבל הניבוס
he was so humble, he was so humble, he told Rabbi Levin, you gave me chizik. He was such a master of Shalabai, still he told Rabbi Levin, you gave me chizik.
ועכשיו פה גמרו מסיכתה שלימוס של דובו, זה שובר את הסטרח. איך אומרים את זה? סיום הסטרא אחרא זה סמך מם א' למד. סיום מסיכתא אין לעשות, הוא מפחד מזה. סיום מסיכתא אין לעשות, הוא מפחד משלימוס של דובו, הוא מפחד.
So when you complete something, you complete the set that breaks the Yitzhar. That's why the Yitzhar's name is Samach Mem, and then the other letters is Rosh Hateva. Siyum Mesefta Ein Lasas. That's
the Rosh Hashanah.
Yitzhar doesn't want us to make
a seal.
We complete
them,
we bring our
Yitzhar. Because the Yitzhar is the Lord. He loves the Adam. He doesn't want us to make a seal. זה הכבד הייתם לתוירות, לא למד את התוירות, כי הקביעות זה העיקר. ופה גם הוא מסיך את השלימו, איזה שמחה זה פה ובשמיים בממליה של מלו, צריכים ממש לשמוח כל היום. יש הפסק של 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 פיסקי צ'ובס שביום סיום לא להגיד תחנות. אני ראיתי.
Don't make tachlon.
If you
make a
scene,
don't say
tachlon. Don't say tachlon. Don't
say tachlon.
It's a yom tov.
The Tzahara hates that if you learn the sefer, he hates when
you have sefer. It's a yom tov.
It's a
yom tov. Yom tov, no tachlon. ככה פוסקים. אני ראיתי שכתוי לאולם לא אמרו tachlon ביום שסיום מסיכת. אני ראיתי, הייתי פעם באיזה סיום מסיכת, לא אמרו tachlon. בשולחן ערוך זה לא נפסק, אבל פוסקים כך, כי זה יום טוב. אביי אמר, דינה יום טוב אל הרבונן, זה יום טוב. ברוך השם שבשחוידיש גם היום, שחוידיש יהיו, אני השם רויפכו, יהיו, זה אני השם רויפכו, רויס רפואס, ברוכניאס, בגשמיאס, שהשם יתיר לכם, שתוסיפו לארבו היסטוירו בישראל, וללמוד, וללמד, לישמו, ולעשויס, וליגמר, רואים מסכתוס. מה אתם מתחילים?
ביצה.
ביצה, יש שיפור יפה מעל ביצה, וזה אני גומר, אני לא יושב פה כל היום. יש שיפור, היה יהודי, קראו לו גם דוד אלפרין. הוא היה גם בשכונה שלנו. השכונה איפה ההורים גרו, היו שכונה של צדיקים גדולים. אז במאה דוד אלתרים היה מכיר אחד מתלמידי החפץ חיים. היה מכיר, היה לו... אז מישהו, הוא סיפר לו פעם שהוא גמר בסיכת ביצה 100 פעם.
They told me he finished 100 times
except for Beitze. Shuelo to, lama gamarta mesichte Beitze 100 times?
So he asked him, what do you have instead of Beitze if you're learning 100 times?
Omer, שהחופץ חיים אמר לו, שמסיכת Beitze מביא לי ירי שומיים.
חופץ חיים told him that Beitze brings the ירי שומיים.
בשביל זה הוא למד את זה 100 פעמים.
That's why he learned it 100 times.
שמעתי מחתן שלו, מהדור דלפרין, שהוא התחיל ללמוד מיד מסיכת Beitze.
He also started learning right away.
עוד פעם, וכל פעם, ועוד פעם, ועוד
פעם. He kept on learning over and over.
וגם יש אחד, גם על מסיכת Beitze, יש יהודי שעברתי בקבר שלו, הוא מונח ליד חלקת הרבונים, כתוב על הקבר שלו שהוא עבר מסיכת ביצה וראש השונה 4,000 פעמים. אפשר לבוא, כל אחד יכול לראות את זה.
זה said, "But next to the Chalkas Arabani, he was once reading. When he's reading the Kaver, said this person learned the Sefer Beit Hamsefer Rosh Hashanah more than 4,000 times."
Kacha ketuv al Kaver.
That was it.
יותר גבוה שם אמר חלקו
של
רבנים כן שניהם
מסך
שניהם ביתה ובראשונה מה היה איתו שמעתי סיפור עליו אחר כך סיפרו לי על זה סיפור יפה שהרופא אמר לו היה בגיל 50 צעיר וסבל על עיניים. אז הוא אמר, שאל הרופא, כמה זמן יש לי עוד שאני יכול בלי הניתוח הזה שאתה הולך לעשות? כמה זמן? אמר לו, כמה חודשים. אומר, עכשיו אני, אולי הניתוח לא יצליח. אז התחיל בחצי שנה הזה, כמה חודשים האלו, בעצם ראש השם.
So
maybe
I'm gonna lose my eyesight. So from then, he said
he learned to do this. But he said, "I'm going to do this." 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 But
he
said, "I'm going to do this." But
he
said, "I'm
going
to do this." But he said, "I'm going to do this." But he said, "I'm going to do this." But he said, "I'm going to do this." But he said, "I'm going to do this." But he said, "I'm going to do this." לא כותבים על המצב בשקר, נכון? שקר על המצב לא כותבים.
Nobody's going to write on their cover a lie. Nobody's going to go over to Shemai with a lie.
שקר לא כותבים. קראתי את המצב שלה מגל המוקויס וכתוב ואויו אליו מסגל אלו פונים אל פונים על המסבת של המגל העמוק כתוב, אחד מי הביא לי עכשיו את זה? דוניאל, יש פה פחות דוניאל יש לו את
התקשר,
בתמונה הוא עשה את זה על המסבת יום חמישי הוא הראה לי כתוב ואויו אליו מסגל אלו פונים אל פונים על הקבר אז עכשיו אתם מתחילים ביצה והרופץ חיים חתם על זה שזזבו לנגי שומיים שהשם ייתן לכם כוחות והשמודה ושתצליחו בעזרת השם כולם נשתתף גם בסיום שמוסיף את הביצה
אמן עשה ברכה בשביל זכות של אסתבר את חנה Amen.
Ruach Aniyah says it was even possibly the moose, but the moose of a fox. As he, where does he get that from? We know in the times of the first reach of Bayis Rishon, there was a very strong Yitzhahara for three things: Gedirayish, Yikosamim, and Gorizora. So they want to tackle the Anshkas Gozer want to tackle the Itzahara of Odezora. They fasted for 3 days and 3 nights in order to get rid of this Odezora for this Odezora. The Gemara says, if you live in those times, you would just run after. You pick up your clothes, and Ramami was just running, and they'd be running after Avodah Zorah. And they knew it was going to cause problems. They tried to daven to Hashem fast to get rid of it. As they were when they finished the 3 days of davening, fasting, they saw a image of a lion come out from the Kadosh Hadoshim, the Bayis Rishon. It was the moose, a lion. It wasn't destroyed yet. It was okay. It was Bayis Rishon before it was destroyed. Yeah. Yet they saw this. The moose come out. The image of a lion. The Ruach Aniyah wants to say, also amazing. It wasn't a real fox. It was the moose. It was an image of a fox. It makes sense because the prophecies also say about Har Tzion. There'll be foxes on Har Tzion, roaming around Har Tzion. Imagine going to the coastal today, having to fight through foxes to get to the coastal and Har Tzion, Har Abayis. The prophecies didn't say actually you're inhabiting the Kodesh Kodoshim. So he wants to say for me it wasn't a real fox. That could be, that could be a reason why Rabbi Akiva also, that it was very, it was very disheartening, if it's true. But he wants to say, Rav Lamir, that no, he only tore Kriya, they tore twice. Rabbi Akiva only tore his clothes, as Dr. Fred said. They tore once, when they spun hard sophim, then again, except Rabbi Akiva. He was happy. A question, maybe someone has the answer, right? You know, even if we don't have these prophecies lining up in order to make Rabbi Akiva happy, yes, in the future there'll be a yeshiva, there'll be geula. Even without that, we know he's the champion. When it comes to the guns of the Tova, he's the champion. He was once trying to find a place to sleep. He couldn't find a place to sleep. He was out in the woods. His candle went out. His donkey got eaten. I don't know, all these different things. He's always saying comes to the Tova.
Learned with that. He was 14 years a student of Nachman Ben Gazi. He was 14 years a student of Nachman Ben Gazi.
So even if he didn't have the proof, the prophecy about the future Zachariah's prophecy, that the Agul and Shul, he should still be happy. Comes to the Tova, even though I see destruction. There's no reason to be sad. Alright, this is a side question. So also these Rafinia says, why Dapper a fox? Why the image of a fox? We saw on Bayis Rishon the Avodah Zorah image was a lion. It was brute force, the brute force to make them go after Avodah Zorah. In the second Bayis, we saw a fox come up. Whether a real fox, an image of a fox, what's the fox really represent? In Bayis Sheni, they were learning Torah. As Rav Natali says, a person can learn Torah, it's going to fix them up. But it also, if a person doesn't learn what the right kavan is, he can make them grow weeds. He can not be a nice flower, a nice tree. He can make himself into a mensch. He can also make himself into the worst lowlife. That's what happened in Bayis Sheni. They were learning Torah, Chazal say, but they weren't learning with the right kavanas. They weren't learning with Hashem in mind the whole time for the emes. And no, that's the fox. That's the fox. The fox symbolizes, as the Rambam says, cunning, cleverness, sneaky. Let me stab a fellow Jew in the back. Competition. Sinus chinam. That was the reason why Bayis Sheni was destroyed. Sinus chinam. Unjustified hatred to each other. As a matter of fact, I heard before he died, Rav Shlomo Ravda says, that's all. He says, they had gemachim back then. Everybody had a gemach. Everybody wanted to do chesed. But yet, they didn't want to give their stuff out. Loaded with stuff to give out. Everybody had a. Can you imagine coming to Lakka 181? 180, signs are up all over the place in the yeshiva. 181, you can get soup and soup nuts. And you can cups to put in spoons, and even sometimes tucked away, you see sometimes napkins or extra plates too. I don't know. Whatever you want. Come to 181. And whenever you go to, and you know it's stock with stuff inside. It's a transparent window on the 181. You can see what's inside. It's stocked up. But yeah, you try to open up the locker 181. Never opens. Never all begin to get inside there. That's what it was like back then in Bayis Sheni. Everybody wanted to be, tzaddik. And like, hey, I got a gamach. I got a, I have whatever it is. Any item they wanted, everybody had gamach. But they were so stingy and so... tight with what they didn't want to really do chesed really. That's the way they learned Torah. They didn't want to really want to learn Torah the way it should be learned Lishma. They didn't want to do chesed Lishma. So that's the fox. That's why a fox. It's not the first time that Akiva saw a fox, right? The Meister with Papa's Ben Yehuda, Brussels. Also, the fox was kind of a fox. What did the fox say to the fish? Why are you running around? You're going to get trapped. And when the nets come out, come and join me and dry land. You'll be safe. You see, they were learning Torah. They wanted to learn Torah. He was learning Torah in public. He wasn't afraid to do that. He said, I know, to Papa's Ben Yehuda, if I'm not in my element, and surrounded by water, this Torah, the water of Torah, I'm like a fish out of water. They were learning Torah. But get to learn the right way here. I'll wrap it up. This.
Where's the fish?
Fish, the white fish.
I'll just wrap it up by saying thank you to Morty for everything.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Morty.
Also to the Khanan for everything. And I just want to say that here it's we're doing a big tikkun on what they did in the Yavera of Sinus Kingdom and Baya Cheney. We're being a big tikkun. I feel it's teamwork here. I feel it's not competitive, only to be the best I can be. Everybody's helping each other the best each can be, and not fighting against each other, not competition, and just teamwork. I'm just happy to be here, and hopefully with Hashem's help, Beitzer will continue the teamwork. And we'll do Hashem's emes and do the Ratzon Hashem always perfectly.
Amen.
Shem Alam.